Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, are now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. Now, as you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Now you can get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. Save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
Well, McCarthy apparently doesn't think it's collusion if your campaign manager is giving inside polling data and battle strategy in key states to an agent of Russian intelligence while the Russians are helping your campaign. But most Americans would call that collusion.
McCarthy has no plan. The Republican Party has no plan. They do nothing except do political stunts.
Can you do anything about gun laws during the lame duck, sir?
I'm going to try.
What will you find out?
I'm going to try to get rid of assault weapons.
Freedom is back in style. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
Sean Hannity.
The new Sean Hannity Show. More behind-the-scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America.
All right, thanks, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. Toll-free, our number is 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. I was thinking about something. I'm paying very close attention to what Elon Musk is doing and watching the Democrats and, you know, the Biden administration, their comments that they are going to keep an eye on Elon Musk and Twitter and his free speech forum. And it just got me thinking here. And I'm like, all right, why are they so wigged out about Elon Musk? Why has Elon Musk become like Donald Trump to Democrats? Like bubble and it's like Alka-Seltzer. They bubble and fizz and let off energy and steam. And just the name Elon Musk will evoke some type of reaction in a liberal Democrat, in their mind at least, anyway. And I've been thinking more and more about this. Well, first of all, they love the monopolies, the big tech companies, helping Democrats in elections. I can't wait for Elon Musk to expose what, in fact, that he has found in terms of the interference in elections that big tech has been involved in, Twitter in particular, because I would assume that other big tech companies are equally involved. We certainly know the suppression of the Hunter Biden story played a big impact in the outcome in 2020. I mean, that was a big deal. You want to talk about the biggest donation to Joe Biden in the 2020 presidential election race? It would be big tech combined. But there's something else at play here, a little bit deeper under the surface. And if liberals can't control most of the media, they don't like it. I mean, they have three networks. They have two cable channels. They have most of the major newspapers in this country, all advocating their point of view. all defending them, allowing their elected officials, their politicians running for office to hide and never answering tough questions. I mean, that is like a campaign contribution from them. And I think there's another fear, more speech, more freedom of speech, less censorship would expose the fallacy of liberalism and socialism. One of the things that I think most people don't want to accept, and I'm saying this to many conservative friends, is the fact that there are many, many people in this country that have bought into this socialist utopia, New Green Deal, climate alarmist cultism, you know, where you're going to have a government paid, government guaranteed job, government guaranteed salary, government guaranteed healthy food, government guaranteed health care, government guaranteed retirement. Sounds great on paper. I wrote a whole chapter in Live Free or Die about socialism and its history of failure. Whatever name, whatever manifestation it takes on, you get the same results. You get unfulfilled promises. You get more poverty in the end, and then you have to calculate how much of your personal freedom you gave up in the name of false security. I mean, that's all real. And I think liberals, the left in particular, they claim to have this monopoly that they love freedom of speech. Look at every authoritarian regime around the country. What do they hate the most? They hate freedom. They hate freedom of speech. The left in this country does not like conservative talk radio. They don't like the Fox News channel. They don't like that people have opposing views. They don't like any of this. You know, if you look around the world, you know, we have something called, you know, the First Amendment that allows us to speak freely. But if you look out across the landscape that is the world, no other country has codified the right to speak freely the way we have. It's fairly unique to America. You would think it's not, but it is. I mean, you have people in China and Iran, you know, they're dying now because they are protesting their governments. They're putting their lives on the line. Some are being tortured. Some are being killed for the simple act of expressing themselves, for exercising freedom, for speaking out against wrongs that they see. You know, you even have democracies in Europe and Canada. You can get fined. You can get jail time if you voice an opinion that the government deems to be offensive or unpopular. You know, look at what Piers Morgan went through in Great Britain. I mean, you would think Great Britain is contemporary and has freedom of speech. They really don't. They have this government bureaucracy known as, I think it's called Ofcom. And look at the case of Meghan Merkel. And Piers Morgan was very critical of her. And as a result, she filed a complaint with Ofcom. Now, it didn't go anywhere, but the point is they have a mechanism by which if you don't like certain speech or you don't like the things that people are saying about you, they can at least attempt to try and silence you, which is what they tried to do in the case of Piers Morgan. So that, I mean, now we're talking about Great Britain, and then you can talk about Canada, other democracies in Europe. You can face fines, jail times if you simply express your opinion. You know, but the one common theme is leftists all across the globe, they don't like freedom of speech. You know, I've often discussed this with Bibi Netanyahu, who has nothing but hostile media in Israel against him. There is no Fox News equivalent in Israel. There is no talk radio equivalent in Israel. Linda, you were there the times that we have done shows specifically for Israel. We do this radio program, and it airs on a radio station in Tel Aviv, 102.5. Is that the number? I think so. The call letter?
102.1 Tel Aviv.
102.1 Tel Aviv. Okay. It's a big station. It hits most of the country. It's a small country anyway. And we go on there. And because I'm in America, I don't really give a rip what their laws are. I speak freely. People love it. The response has been phenomenal every time we've done it, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're amazing. The GM there is Roy Katz, and he's been phenomenal to us every time we're there.
Yeah, it's fun. And we've done shows from America to Israel just to, you know, talk to other people around the world, and it's fun to do that. Anyway, so if you look at, you know, what they call hate speech, they seem to believe that their own precious little feelings and sensibilities can't be tampered with. You know, you can't say something that will offend them. Well, then you don't really believe in freedom. I mean, it should be a core tenet that every human being on the face of this earth should be allowed to express themselves. You know, I love what Elon Musk tweeted out this week. Let's cancel culture. This program, we've never called for the cancellation or firing of any host or the boycotting of any personality ever. Now, personally, I might choose not to have somebody on, or I might choose not to listen to somebody. I mean, that's the beauty of freedom, too. For example, nobody has to go on Twitter. Nobody has to. I'm not forcing you to listen to this radio program. I wish I could. Linda, that would be really good, right? Force everybody in the country.
All right, I mean, all we ask is 3 hours a day.
That's and all
one
we
hour
ask.
At night. That's all we
it's
ask.
It's not a lot. It's a fair ask.
Just put
right?
it on in the background. It'll be like osmosis. We'll educate you. You won't exactly. even know what's happening.
But this is, you know, apparently there are people that get offended by freedom of speech. Like, if you don't like what Elon Musk is doing on Twitter, you don't have to stay on Twitter. I kind of like what he's doing. I like that he's iconoclastic. I like that he's bombastic. I don't care that on Twitter, you've seen the memes of me on Twitter, Linda, and on social media. You're on my social media accounts. I'm not even on my accounts. I don't have access to my accounts. But when I did go on Twitter, they had some really mean but very wickedly funny stuff about me up all the time. I see it. It never once bothered me. The idea that, you know, I would go to some government agency and said, this is outrageous. Now, if they accuse you of being a murderer or they say something that libelous and that false or a drug dealer or a drug addict or whatever they might want to call you, then you would have, a legitimate legal case to make. But anyway, sadly, it's true. Even in the U.S., you have liberal Democrats that don't like freedom. And that want to put all their faith, all their hope, all their dreams in the power of elected officials in the hopes that those elected officials will tax or take from one group of people and redistribute it to them. Because there are more, quote, of them than there are of, say, the rich people, those evil billionaires and millionaires, et cetera, et cetera. Well, that takes away their freedom. By the way, it also will take away their incentive to do any work if the government's going to confiscate their hard-earned money. At some point, you know, you're going to run out of other people's money, as Margaret Thatcher famously said. Socialism just won't work, but more and more people are buying into it, and that's scary. And more people are buying into this notion that we can't have freedom. We ought to be embracing freedom. Embracing freedom means you have to accept that there are people out there that don't agree with you. If you're going to express your views, You have to expect some people may actually hate you for your views. Trust me, I live that life. But anyway, it's just sad. And you have all these, you know, gatekeepers of information. And what happened in 2020, what we're now learning, and I can't wait for this drop by Elon Musk. I want to know the depths of suppression efforts by Twitter and by other big tech companies to influence the election. You know, for years, Twitter was probably, you know, in terms of, I don't know, hiding viewpoints of the American people, they were most guilty. What do we call shadow banning? There was
suppression, shadow banning, all that stuff.
Right. All right. So you have, you know, all these left wingers out in San Francisco. They get offended by anything conservative. So then here we are weeks before the 2020 presidential election. The New York Post comes out with a hard hitting investigative report, dealing with the Hunter Biden laptop story. And then Twitter suppressed the information. You were not even allowed to share the story and let people read it for themselves and decide for themselves. Now, you could have put all the counter information, people that were saying that it's likely Russian disinformation. If you believe in freedom of speech, people are allowed to lie or speculate. That would be fine, too. But then all these conservatives start getting banned from Twitter. You know, now their war on free expression under Elon Musk is coming to an end. And he wrote a very large check, purchased the tech giant, fired the moderators, and he is now vowing to turn Twitter into a national town square where people on all sides of the political spectrum can express their opinions freely. He said, quote, Twitter has failed in trust and safety for a very long time and has interfered in elections. Freeze frame that. He's admitting that the company he just purchased for what, $44 billion, whatever it was,
$44 billion.
Yeah, $44 billion. That's a lot of money. He's admitting that they have now interfered in elections in this country. And I don't think it's only Twitter alone. I think it's a lot of these big tech giants that have been slowly but surely putting their thumb on the scales as it relates to elections. We know the New York Times has a favorite. They want the Democrats to win. We know the Washington Post wants the same. We know MSDNC, they want the Democrats to win. Fake news, CNN, I know it's a shock to Don Lemon, but yes, they're very liberal and they want the Democrats to win. That's fine. They're not honest about who they are, but at least, you know, at least you live in a country where you have the freedom to have views that are left or right, but in their case, wrong. But I want to know how they interfered in elections. You know, I mean, think about this. They could have conspired along with other big tech companies. And because they have such a huge, massive platform and monopoly, they could have influenced the entire outcome of the 2020 presidential election. Well, that impacts every American. Now, what's the answer to it? I don't know if I have an answer at this point. All I know is it can't happen. It shouldn't be happening. At that point, when does that become a donation in kind, you know, to the Democratic Party, or in this case, in 2020, Joe Biden? All right, we'll get to this. 800-941-SHAWN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. All right, 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program here. We have an update on the TikTok issue. We had spoken about with Governor Noem yesterday, and FoxNews.com has an article, actually Fox Business. Chinese propaganda arms stealthily using TikTok to bash mostly Republicans. During the 2022 midterms, the state-run account attacked Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, and Greg Abbott. And communist Chinese state-run media is using TikTok as the site to bash mostly Republicans with divisive videos, according to a new report from Forbes. And journalist Emily Baker White explained that the Media Links TV, a registered foreign agent and Washington, D.C. based outpost of the main communist Chinese party television news outlet, they post videos without clear disclosure that they're posted by a foreign government. That's a little scary. Linda, have you ever downloaded TikTok?
I have never downloaded TikTok, and I don't let the kids do it. And it's a big no-no in this house.
You don't let your kids... You let your kids do nothing. You don't even give your kid a happy meal.
Actually, you know what? I was just saying this the other day, and I wonder if you agree with me. I feel like our country and we as a people were so much better. We did so much more with so much less. We have so much now, and we can't do anything. We're a hot mess.
We're a hot mess.
We are.
But you're distracting from the fact that you won't give your son a happy meal.
Have you seen what is going on in the back of fast food restaurants with the exception of Chick-fil-A? I'm just asking.
Yeah, I have. And you know what? There's nothing better than a quarter pounder with cheese, french fry, and a Coke. And if you get the Happy Meal, you can get the cheeseburger Happy Meal or the chicken nugget Happy Meal, and you get a free toy, and it makes the kids happy. And you won't let your son be happy because you refuse steadfastly to give him a Happy Meal. We'll continue.
You should learn sadness now.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year, And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered. No worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered. No worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to healthlock.com. That's one word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
All right, 25 now to the top of the hour. Toll free, it's 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. Elon Musk. Now, the Biden administration is keeping an eye on Elon Musk. Isn't that odd to you that the government is keeping an eye? Why do they care about Elon Musk? Oh, that's right, because he's not going to advocate for Joe Biden the way Twitter used to be, Twitter 1.0. They don't like Twitter 2.0 that's really about freedom of expression, and they're not going to suppress or information or interfere in elections like they had been. By the way, this was an interesting exchange earlier today. Fox Business caught up with the Apple CEO, Tim Cook, as he was arriving for meetings on Capitol Hill with lawmakers, and asked whether he supported the Chinese people's right to protest and his thoughts on factory workers being beaten by authorities. Tim Cook had no comment at all whatsoever, and he declined to respond when asked if he regretted that Apple reportedly was restricting airdrop access that protesters use to evade surveillance of the Chinese government. Because he has to be making money there. He has to have some connection. Where do they make iPhones? Do you know, Linda? I have no idea.
Well, I mean, most of the technology and the parts come from China.
All right, so he doesn't want to criticize. Well, you know, money's too important here. Very shocking, alarming. We played it yesterday. Twitter's former safety chief, you know, a Trump-hating leftist, admitting that censoring the infamous Hunter Biden laptop story, you know, just published weeks before the 2020 presidential election was a mistake. You think? Yeah, they're interfering. They're admitting that they're interfering in our elections, big tech companies. I really can't wait for this drop by Elon Musk. I'm dying to see this here because I think it's going to be very eye opening. And I think America will realize it's been manipulated for quite a long period of time. What the government's going to do with that, I don't know what the answer is. I mean, do they have the right to suppress information if that's what their platform chooses to do? If you believe in freedom, I guess they do. But then the answer is, and the antidote would be to have conservative outlets. And I guess that's what, for example, Trump's Truth Social is trying to do. Anyway, but you go back to the Hunter Biden laptop story, all of big tech censored this in the weeks leading up to the 2020 presidential election. But now all of a sudden, oh, it's a mistake. Two years later, you're finally admitting it. We already had mission accomplished. It had an impact on the election. There's no doubt about that. The left clearly doesn't care about truth. They only care about the narrative and power. You would think sunlight would be the best disinfectant. Why not let the people read the Hunter Biden laptop story and decide for themselves? Maybe the fear was that it was true the whole time. It's amazing what the left has gotten away with in the last two presidential elections. It really is. 2016, dirty dossier, bought and paid for, Hillary Clinton. You know, then, of course, they offered the dossier author, Christopher Steele, $1 million if he can corroborate his own dossier. And he can't because he never got the $1 million. That was in early October of 2016. By the end of October 2016, they're using the dossier and they're telling a FISA court that, in fact, it has been affirmed everything inside the dossier is true. I mean, you just can't get any more corrupt than this. And then, of course, the Hunter Biden laptop. This is interesting. Let's see how Biden responds to this. China is now demanding, apparently with a straight face, that America dismantle its entire nuclear arsenal. Chinese Foreign Ministry demanding in remarks yesterday that the U.S. Armed Forces make substantial cuts to their nuclear arsenal with the goal of ultimately ending America's nuclear program. Now, they didn't talk about ending their nuclear program, but anyway, the Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson demanded that an end to America's nuclear program in response to a question on a Pentagon report revealing that the Chinese Communist Party is working to dramatically expand their own nuclear capabilities. Oh, only they can have nuclear weapons. That'll be a safer world to live in, won't it? Pretty unbelievable. Yet again, as I predicted, Joe Biden's student loan bailout has suffered another legal defeat. Anyway, it seeks to forgive hundreds of billions of dollars owed by tens of millions of borrowers. By the way, imagine this. Imagine if, let's say you work in the trades. Let's say that you already paid off your student loan. Why should your money go to pay off somebody else's student loan that they took out willingly? Nobody's forcing anybody to take out a student loan. In most cases, people are taking out student loans so they can go to what they believe to be a better school. Most communities have a community college of some kind. It's rather inexpensive. If you took a loan out for that, it would be a pretty relatively low loan. But anyway, you sign your name. You agree to pay it back. Why should somebody else be on the hook for it and be paying for your education? It's unbelievable. Anyway, as they got another loss early yesterday as the federal appeals court denied the Biden administration's request to reinstate it. According to court documents, Biden's student loan handout, they intended to give $10,000 in federal student loans per borrower and double that for Pell Grant recipients, but it will remain on hold after the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals rejected the Biden administration's request. Linda, how many master's degrees do you have?
Two.
Okay. Did you pay for them?
I did. I'm still paying for them.
You're still paying for them. You're paying your student loan off.
I am, yeah.
Do you mind if I ask how much you pay a month?
Well, right now everything is deferred because they're telling everybody not to pay anything right now because they have this waiting game going on. So I keep paying towards the interest, but they have stalled the monthly payments.
Okay.
I mean, the principal. I pay towards the principal, excuse me.
In other Biden news, the Biden administration, we now discovered, supports using your taxpayer dollars to fund sex change operations on minors, according to the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Secretary Becerra. Is that how you say Xavier's name? Becerra, anyway.
Javier Becerra.
Javier Becerra confirmed in writing testimony submitted to the House Committee on Education and Labor on November the 29th. Why would taxpayers have to pay for that? I mean, do people really think that other people should pay for everything in their life? Where did this mindset come from? I never once in my life expected anybody to give me anything. You live in freedom, and that freedom is to make choices. And many people make really bad choices in life. And if they do, they're going to suffer the consequences of those bad choices.
And can I make a point?
Good choices.
As you're saying this, the Senate just voted to not give rail workers paid sick leave. So we can pay for transgender operations, but we can't let somebody who's sick be paid for a paid sick day.
Look, this is now coming down to a 7-day paid sick leave issue, and we might have a rail strike. Look, I'm not getting involved in this. But a 24% pay increase is a pretty good deal. The average rail worker would get a bonus check of $11,000. And they, if I read it right and remember it right, I think they were getting one or two sick days. Now they want seven of them.
So meet them in the middle. Give them a couple more. I mean, we're already giving illegal immigrants free phones, health care, housing. The least we can do is give our rail workers something.
Well, at least they do something worthwhile.
Thank you.
And an integral part of our economy. If you don't believe me, wait till you see a rail strike, what happens. A business exec who was tapped earlier this year to serve another term on the president's advisory council on doing business in Africa, apparently previously was working as a senior advisor to Zero Experience Hunter and is now defunct. Investment firm and strategized with the younger Biden on brokering business deals in Western Africa years before his appointment. It's all in the family. Let's hire the guy. That'll shut him up. Unbelievable. You can't even make this stuff up. Now Janet Yellen gets the award for the dumbest comment of the day. She actually goes on Stephen Colbert. I don't know how Stephen Colbert became the go-to place for these idiot politicians to make stupid statements. Maybe that's one of the reasons nobody's watching Stephen Colbert. But anyway, Janet Yellen is blaming Americans for, quote, splurging and blaming you, all of you, for record high inflation.
It turned out the pandemic had very special impacts on the economy. Remember, everybody stopped spending on services.
They were in their homes for a year or more. They wanted to buy grills and office furniture. They were working from home. They suddenly started splurging on goods, buying technology. We suddenly working through technology. And bottlenecks started developing where supply in particular important sectors of the economy just couldn't keep up with demand.
You're blaming the American people for splurging. The problem is they don't have the money to splurge. The splurging came from the federal government. And by the way, Jerome Powell said just the opposite about a month ago.
Let me ask you this. How would you characterize the share of responsibility, if you will, on the supply side versus the demand side for the elevated price levels over the last year? To what extent do you believe that you mentioned the supply curve being steeper than expected, and so the increased durable goods demand and consumer demand having a greater than expected effect on prices right now? Is the principal driver of the increase in the price level elevated consumer demand, elevated demand, or is it supply constraints? I know we're facing both, but I'm asking you to allocate, as you can, some share to each phenomenon.
Yeah, I just would say it's clearly both factors are principally at work here. You couldn't get this kind of high inflation without strong demand, and you certainly couldn't get it without the kind of supply issues that we've had, both in the labor market reflected in high wages, and then in the goods market reflected in what's happened with durable goods.
You know what the sad part is? They don't know what the hell they're talking about. We do have the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, which usually favors Democratic presidents. They said today that the economic outlook for the next year is now worse than it was only a few months ago. Fox Business reporting that higher than expected inflation, elevated interest rates will now lead to slow economic growth, reduced purchasing power for families, and larger budget deficits for the federal government in 2023, and will also likely lead to at least one quarter of negative growth next year, according to the CBO predicting just this week. And they said it in a letter to Senator Steve Daines that its most recent projections are worse than what it published in May, when the Federal Reserve had just begun to raise rates to tame inflation levels that have not been seen in 40 years. The CBO did stop short of using the word recession to describe 2023, but it did acknowledge that the gross domestic product adjusted for higher inflation would likely range from minus 2.0% to plus 1.8%. By the way, that would be anemic growth at best, recessionary at worst, and they're probably wrong, and they're probably giving the benefit of the doubt to Joe Biden and his socialist policies. Anyway. By the way, Merry Christmas from CNN. Did you know they said Merry Christmas, Linda?
When did that happen?
They said Merry Christmas and you're getting fired. announced in December. Oh, sorry. We're going to lay a large portion of our working staff off for the holidays. That's a great time of year to do that, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Very thoughtful.
Very
and
kind.
Really in the spirit of Christmas. Yeah, Merry Christmas.
I guess you don't have to be woke when you're getting kicked out the door, right? They don't care.
Yeah, they don't care at all. You know, we haven't really gone over this Hakeem Jeffries, the new House Minority Leader for the Democrats. But they did, this is pretty interesting, they did pick somebody that is a world-class election denier. All the times that, you know, all the Democrats have been out there, you're an election denier. They pick an election denier to be the leader in the House. I'm like, okay, that really makes sense. Anyway, he's a far left progressive from New York. His name is Hakeem Jeffries. He has a record filled with extreme far left lunacy. He repeatedly denied that Donald Trump was the legitimately elected president in 2016. In 2018, he put out a quote, "The more we learn about the 2016 election, the more illegitimate it becomes. America deserves to know whether we have a fake president in the Oval Office." He's been a rubber stamp for the Biden agenda. He downplayed the border crisis, downplayed inflation, blames oil companies for high gas prices. He's all in for the Green New Deal and the climate alarmist cult agenda. He suggested that pro-life Americans were a threat to the country. And if you're pro-life, you're part of a cult. and voted for all the reckless spending of Biden, et cetera, et cetera. Boy, he sounds like a champion. Election denier, progressive caucus. If you're pro-life, you're part of a cult. He only passed 6 bills his entire career. Oh, and he supports sanctuary cities. Should I continue? Anyway, let's play Hakeem Jeffries.
I don't think not attending the inauguration, for instance, would be disrespecting that principle in this particular situation, because John Lewis is completely right. There is a cloud of illegitimacy around the election of Donald Trump. The Russians interfered with his election. James Comey and the FBI interfered with his election. The fake news industry interfered with his election.
Couldn't be more wrong. All right, when we come back, Attorney General and Senator-elect from Missouri, Eric Schmidt, grilling Fauci. That's straight ahead in your calls.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now it comes in black and 2 different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400 depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. All right, who's there for heroes or their families left behind when a service member or a first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless vets? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11/01? I'll tell you who. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now the foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responders, Smart Home, and Homeless Veterans programs and the foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrances all across America. Over 80 runs, walks, climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute. They're educating kids from kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep their vow to never forget. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month. Just go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, number 2, letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.